So how are we to strengthen our motivation? And I'm going to conclude, and I really am going to conclude, just with a few hints on how we could do this. How we could strengthen our motivation, whether we're an order member, whether we're a mitra, whether we're a friend, because these things apply to all of us. First of all, avoid distractions. I think these words should perhaps be written in letters of gold above the entrance to every city centre. Avoid distractions. London, as we know, is a great place for distractions. It's not only the capital of Great Britain, it's the distraction capital. From the minute you come down, you're bombarded with all sorts of distractions. So if you give in to these distractions, if you allow yourself to be distracted by all the things you can be distracted by, I didn't go into details, well, you will never be able to consolidate your energies. You'll never be able to direct all your energies into cultural and spiritual channels. So this is the first thing that you must do. You must avoid distractions. And then you must lead a regular lifestyle. There must be regular meditation. There must be regular study. There must be regular retreats, including solitary retreats. There must be regular contact and communication with spiritual friends. In other words, there need to be constant reminders. Constant reminders of what your real goal is, what your real interest in life is, where your true interest lies. There must be constant reminders through these various activities. And then there must be what we call Kalyana Mitrata, and especially what I've called vertical Kalyana Mitrata. You must have good regular contact with your spiritual friends, because it's so easy to get out of touch, out of contact with the spiritual life. It's so easy to forget. I mean, this is what people very often tell me, sometimes in person, sometimes in writing. They just don't come along, perhaps to a class, or if they're an order member, to a chapter meeting for a few weeks or a few months, and they feel right out of touch, and they can feel strangely alienated. So you really need to keep in contact with your spiritual friends, because it's only your spiritual friends who are going to, as it were, reach out to you and rescue you and gently draw you back when you get into that sort of situation. So contact with your spiritual friends, Kalyana Mitrata, especially what I've called vertical Kalyana Mitrata, spiritual contact with others more experienced than you are yourself, with more emotional positivity, more insight, greater clarity, greater freedom, greater spontaneity, greater energy. Have as much contact with them as you possibly can. This is a very important way of strengthening your motivation. And then keep up your spiritual practice, and especially keep up your meditation practice. Keep up your mindfulness of breathing. Keep up your metta-bhavana. These will help you to strengthen your motivation. And in the same way, keep up your dharma study. Dharma study is a wonderful thing. We've got all these wonderful Buddhist texts and scriptures that I spoke about just a few hours ago. We've got the Pali scriptures and the Mahayana sutras and these great Tibetan works of Buddhist literature. There's such a wonderful fund of inspiration in them. Why bother? Unless you're a chairman or someone like that, who needs to keep in touch with the outside world. Why bother to read newspapers, and why bother to read Time Out and City Limits and Woman's Own and Motorcyclist? Why bother to read these things? Soak yourself in the scriptures. Become familiar with them. They're tremendous sources of inspiration. And then, perhaps last of all, and this may remind you of the Buddha's own last words, remain constantly mindful. I'm afraid in recent months, and even the last couple of years, I've become a bit concerned about the comparative lack of mindfulness in the FWBO. I've been taking people up on this. I've been, sometimes even almost scolding them, or even beating them. This mindfulness, not mindfulness in the context of meditation, but ordinary mindfulness in the affairs of day-to-day life. Someone forgets to shut a door. Someone in the community doesn't wash up his or her own cups and saucers. Apparently at the back of that person's mind there is a sort of unconscious feeling that mother is still around, hovering somewhere. Mother will do it for you. But of course, in a spiritual community, there's no mother. You should do it yourself. So people are very unmindful still, I find. I mean, there was a time at Papaloka, a couple of years ago, when I became, I don't know why, perhaps there was no particular reason, very much aware that people were slamming doors. And I was wondering, well, why on earth did they slam at doors? Because my study is situated immediately above the front door of Papaloka. And I used to wonder, why was it when people went out through that door, they always slammed it violently behind them, so that the whole front of the building shook, including my study. So I used to ask people, well, please don't slam at the door on the way up. But so many people, I just couldn't remember this. They went on merrily slamming the door. And there are all sorts of other little incidents of this kind. And I became more and more conscious of the fact that the level of mindfulness in this very ordinary, basic sense in the FWBO as a whole, not excluding all the members, I'm afraid, was quite low. So this is something I think that everybody should give very, very serious attention to. So if in these various ways you can all strengthen your motivation, if you can avoid distractions, if you can adopt a regular lifestyle, if you can have recourse to spiritual friendship, especially vertical spiritual friendship, if you can keep up your spiritual practice, your meditation practice, and your Dharma study, and if you can remain mindful in the ordinary affairs of everyday life, then you will certainly strengthen your motivation. More and more of your energies will flow into cultural and spiritual, into dharmic channels. Mitras will be able to hand over more and more of their responsibilities to friends. Order members will be able to hand over more and more of their responsibilities to mitras. And Bhante will be able to hand over more and more of his responsibilities, at least to the senior and responsible order members. And then we may say there really will be a Buddhist dawn in the West. I haven't quite finished, but I'm going to be very brief. Very brief.